patience is magical.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm going to talk with you real quick here about patience, because I am sitting here just above the lobby of the Marriott Hotel in Salt Lake City. And this is the one at City Creek, downtown at City Creek is what it's called. There are multiple Marriotts. If you happen to ever stay at a Marriott in Salt Lake City, be sure and remember that there are multiple Marriotts with very similar names. I already knew this coming into town. I'm looking right now at this is the directory of the City Creek Center, which is like the outdoor mall here. And there's multiple Marriotts of very similar names. So this is City Creek Center. There's also a Marriott at City Center. This is the Marriott downtown at City Creek. This gets kind of confusing. And there's other Marriotts beyond that. But I had been telling my friends who I knew were going to be coming to town, there's a conference going to be happening in town here. I told them about this and to be very careful that we are staying at downtown at City Creek. After all that, I've got my whole family loaded up. We've been traveling for days, if you've been following. We've been traveling and we get to Salt Lake City, and I put specifically the right hotel into the GPS to get us right where we need to go. I get there, I go in, and they can't find my reservation. And they say, is it under a different name? I said, no, everyone that's in my room has the last name Pombo. This is the place. Do you mean to be at one of the other places? I'm going, oh my gosh, I did it. I went to the wrong hotel. So sure enough, I went to the wrong hotel. They said, no problem, happens all the time. They give me a way out of the parking. I leave, get to the right hotel, and I realize that I was sitting there at the reservation desk with my wallet out, and I left my wallet right there. And so I've got to go all the way back the other side. It's only a few blocks away, but blocks in Salt Lake City are big, and they take a while to get between when you're driving. So had to drive all the way back, go and get that. We had kind of this crazy day, and you have to remain calm and patient. You have to laugh off when you do silly things, because it's just a stupid, silly thing, and there's just nothing else to it. That's life, right? And that's patience. And it's not something that I've come to easily, but it you either get more and more patient with time, or you get bitter and angry and you hold on to things too much. You got to go one direction or the other. Eventually, you got to get to the point to where you're so frustrated that you're done with being frustrated. that you realize that frustration gets you absolutely nowhere. Okay, and the only reason why I bring this up is I was at the lobby of the actual hotel, had some friends there that I was meeting with, and my kids are just running all over the place, like just mad, crazy people, like they're raised out in the middle of the country, which they are. But they're not always that crazy, but they've been locked up in a car for 5 hours. And so they're running around like crazy. And I'm just, it's no big deal. You can't control it. You gotta roll with the chaos. And my friend Al said, I noticed you're really patient. That's really good. That's good that you're patient with kids. I'm like, there's no other way to be. when it comes to business, there's the business lesson here. If you can capture it for yourself, if you can notice it about yourself, wherever you get frustrated is where you need to watch and start trying, testing out, being patient versus getting upset. Being patient versus getting resentful over a situation. Because in the end, it's a control move. We all try to control the outcome of what other people do, of what other people think, of what other people feel, of what situations happen to us, or we don't want them to happen to us, or what have you. You try and control those things. And to a certain extent, I mean, you've got to try to take responsibility for your life and try and take responsibility and do what you can. But to get upset over it does zero that's valuable. It has no profit in it. If you're just looking at pure profit and sense, there's no profit in getting upset. It only subtracts. It doesn't add. And it certainly doesn't multiply, except in an opposite direction, if that makes sense. One of the things I do is I promote every night on these podcasts this book that I wrote. It's called 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. I don't have a copy of it right in front of me, but you can go check it out, get your own free copy at amazonproofbook.com. If you'd like some strategies to be able to, very simple strategies, but they take time to put into place. Simple strategies that you can use to be able to overcome competitive forces. Go check them out. Free copy, amazonproofbook.com. You can always buy a hard copy directly from Amazon and other places. That's 9 ways to Amazon proof your business. That's all I got for tonight. I'm on the road. These are always going to be a little bit short, a little bit more, I don't know if you say pithy or what have you, but that's all I got for tonight. Subscribe, follow, go to my website and sign up for the email where you get one of these a day. Just a quick tip. Sometimes it's a strategy, sometimes it's a principle, sometimes it's just a down and dirty tactic that you could use in your business. Hopefully that's helpful for you. You have a great night. Get out there and let the magic happen.